Yeah,
Now
this motherfucking internet has decided to ruin my life.
it's clear.
Okay, it just
Yeah.
ended. It just ended. It said life has ended. Just go home. What the fuck is wrong with this Instagram? Like, even I didn't click it. What's wrong with that? So you are telling, how did you stumble upon the channel?
So in 11th standard, my friend Pratik, he actually showed me the first stand-up video, and I'm not sure which comic I was watching.
Okay.
So I was watching, and then slowly I started getting into it. I started liking Akash Mehta, Zakir Khan,
Okay.
and Varun Thakur. Initially, I started liking him, and then Rahul Subramanian was like amazing. But what really made me do
Okay.
stand up, what really made me do stand up was Akash Mehta. Like after watching the Tinder video of Akash Mehta, I really was like, I gotta do this and I have to do it. So just tried, I did it. And it was like, okay, first time. So not bad for
So,
the first.
was it scary?
Yes, it was. Actually, it was. Like, I remember when I was like, just about when I knew the host was going to call my name, my hands were cold. They were ice cold. And my hands were shivering. And my throat was dry.
It
Like,
happens. It happens.
should I not? Should I not? And then it just happened. And luckily, it was
Yeah.
like I knew all the people in the crowd. So it was like, okay, it was easy to gel with and just do stuff.
The first time I tried it, like I told you about that home studio wala thing.
Yes,
So in
yes.
that open mic, when I was in the lift, I was damn scared. I haven't performed, like I haven't gone on stage till that. Like, I'm 23 and I haven't gone on stage before that. Not even a single award I have got. About to get a medal. No, there's no one has given me a medal. So there's nothing. So that was the experience. And before entering the auditorium, I just took a right and went into terrace. And I'm thinking, okay, I should go home. Yeah, I should go home. So, but I made myself calm that no, you have come a long way. You should go in. And it's just that when you go in, he just told me, yeah, go perform. And I was like, what? You just want me to perform? No, I wasn't. It's always so scary first time. Every first time
Yes,
is scary.
yes.
Who is your
For me,
favorite
I'd
comedian? What were you saying? It lagged.
like for me, going on the stage wasn't the first time.
Okay.
Like throughout school life, and in fact in fourth, like so much I was on the stage. Like in fourth, I had won a solo singing competition, so I actually sang in front of people solo.
Okay, so there's anxiety.
Yeah, stage wasn't like something scary, but yeah, first time doing stand up is was scary,
Yeah.
and is something that will be scary for anyone who does it
Right. But stand-up is so
first time.
different, right? If when you are doing a poem, or when you are doing a singing competition, or there's a song you have selected, okay? So you know that this is the song I have to do like this. So you have practiced at your होम, ये मैं ऐसा करेगा, पोएम है, पोएम लिखा, उसका राइम स्कीम है, वो सब सही चल रहा है तो चल रहा है. बट स्टैंड अप, यू फक वन वर्ड एंड एवरीथिंग इज गॉन.
बेसिकली या कॉन्फिडेंस, इट मैसेज विथ योर कॉन्फिडेंस देयर. लाइक, ओ
या
आई मेड अ मिस्टेक. ऑल्सो
या
अबाउट स्टैंड अप, विश्वा विश्वा कल्याण, he said this in one of his interviews I had watched. He had said this, stand up is not a guy saying funny things.
Okay.
Stand up is a guy saying things.
Right. Right.
So
Okay. Yeah,
kind
I
of
get
I
it.
learned that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like
The way you
be,
say it.
just
Yeah.
just enjoy the stage, just enjoy what you do, and it
Right.
just becomes funny. Because I had this experience, like people, those who know me, and when I say my jokes, they don't find it funny. But people,
Right.
those who see me for the first time and I say my jokes, they laugh. They're like, dude, you're actually funny. Like I have like my best friends. When I have a best friend who I tell my jokes to, and all of my best friends were like, "Bro, to lame ban raha hai. You don't know how to joke." But the same jokes, if I crack it to someone who's seen me for the first time or in an open mic, they laugh. They actually laugh.
Right.
So I think that's the thing. Like, you have to do your thing. Like, be yourself.
Right. When the, like, we are open micers, right? So when we are, like, we get nervous or we are not that good, our jokes are not going good. And on that specific day, so we start dissing the audience members, just pick them up. And have you seen few comics do that?
No, to be honest, I haven't really seen, but I have experienced that, you know, when I'm not getting laughs. And that's when my heart starts beating fast. I'm like, oh god, I'm not getting any laughs. I'm not doing well. Can I just walk away? Two minutes baki abhi.
So, like, I'll tell you an experience of mine. When I was very new, like, I have done two open mics, and I had paid 150 rupees to this Oblivion
studio. Ah, yeah. So, yeah.
So they give you an option to select your time for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So initially, you should select 5 minutes because you're not that good and you don't have that much material. But no, I'm greedy. So I had to 10 minutes the spot, and they had written my name. I have no clue how to do 10 minutes. I did my whole set in 3 minutes, and then I asked him, how much time is left, bro? In my
7 minutes aur baki.
So he said, oh, 6 minutes are there. You fuck. So I was like, what the hell? And then I started explaining how first time I masturbated, because that's what I was telling them.
So, yeah.
I don't have anything.
I remember you doing the set. And I remember me and my friend just looking at each other. I'm like, did he just say that? Did he just? it was a roller coaster of feelings. Oh my god.
What did you think of me?
I was like, I was like, dude, you have a lot of guys, dude. He has a lot of guys to show my life. Even after we got out of that set, after the open mic, and me and my friend were talking about your set.
Okay.
We're like, dude, he has guns. He has a lot of guns.
Aray, I was so scared first of all, ki how should I do that? But I had done that there. And there was this comic, Sobik. There was a comic, Sobik Gong.
I've heard of him. I've seen him.
Yeah, he does political comedy. So, after my set, he had the stage. And he was like, ki, bro, tu kitne saal ka hai? So I said 23. He's 26 or 27. So he said, morality naam ka koi cheez hai hi nahi, matlab. Sky's the limit, bro. So that was so funny. And look, मतलब लोग दिमाग चोदते हैं, बोला वो दिमाग की रही करते हैं, तुमने सो का रही कर दिया जैसा. तो दैट वाज सो फनी मैन, सो फनी ऑन द स्पॉट. वी हैव अ फ्यू ग्रेट कॉमेडियंस इन पुणे.
या हु इज योर फेवरेट कॉमेडियन?
या
हु इज योर इन पुणे?
फ्रॉम पुणे? या इट हैज टू बी तरंग. सो यू
कांट,
या यू जस्ट कांट. Have you heard all of this set? Like chess,
not dude. But
so which one you have?
In fact, you know, I started liking Tarang after I had asked Akash Mehta on his Insta. Like, I questioned him, like, do you do shows in Pune? And he's like, yeah, I do shows in Pune. I asked Tarang Hadekar to open for me. And I was like, what? Who's this guy? And I checked his profile. And I checked his profile, and I was like, damn, he's good. And then when I went to see my first live stand-up, he was there at that moment, and he did. And I was like, mad laughing.
Yeah, he's so good.
I mean, as a person, he's also he's a very good friend and a person also. He helps a lot.
For the first time I saw Tarang was when I thought that I'll do comedy, but I had no idea how to register, even register. So, so I just booked on Paytm. Nukat Cafe is one of the seats.
And yes, yes.
Went there and I told I have to perform. So they're like, "Aisa nahi hota." So, like, what? So I sat there. So they said, "You take a chair and sit." So I sat there. I was the audience, and at the end, there was this was the first time I really saw a comedy show in Finland, and the last comic was Tarang, and the most I laughed was with Tarang. Oh my God, he was great. It was great. I have never seen like this level of comedy anywhere.
He has a different style.
Yeah.
He has a unique style, like the way he stands.
A lot. So
yeah.
That's a great thing.
He can't stand still. He keeps moving.
And that's funny.
He's like, yeah. I'm pretty sure that initially he also got teased a lot by his friends. But he didn't pay attention. Yeah, I feel that way. Like, he didn't pay attention and he just did his thing and he's quite famous now.
Yeah. Like, he has opened a lot of comics. Like, Saurabh Pant, Naveen Richard.
Yeah. Naveen Richard special also he opened for, no? During when Naveen Richard did a special in Bangalore. Okay. He had gone for Naveen Richard's special and he had opened there.
Fuck.
Like, I mean, that's like achievement.
Nahi, bhai, ban gaya.
But you don't feel that he doesn't show that he...
When you're talking to
him. Yeah, he doesn't show that he's like, he's having... He doesn't have attitude and all that. He's just...
Yeah.
I hope he's seeing all this.
Like, there was one incident with Tarang when I was the performer and he was the host. This happened in Pepper Fry Studio of our SB Road. And Orange Comedy... Oh, no. Orange Comedy Club was hosting Kapil Sir's Orange Comedy Club. So, in that, I did one joke of Hathi and Cheeti. So, it didn't go well because I had fucked it up. So, I was talking to Tarang that how should I improve and all that. I was asking. Mm-hmm. Because he's senior, he has been doing for 2 years. So, I asked. So, he was telling me, it was fine, just keep doing and all that. But he asked me one thing, which even I don't know. He just asked me, "So, what was that ant and elephant village joke?" and he... Like the question paper mein rehta hai na ki ye wala question mat poochna yaar. And I was standing there that no man, even I don't know what I was talking about. So
please,
I don't know what I was talking about. And it's a horrible joke, I'll tell you jab tu milega mujhe. Aha. Marega mujhe, like tu kyun kar raha hai comedy.
I don't have one favorite comedian. I have like two, three. Like, Zakir. Like, I appreciate and I look up to Zakir Khan. As I said before, that he has a very unique style of doing comedy. Like, he makes the audience a part of the story.
Yeah.
Like, you are the third person in the story when you're listening to him.
When you're listening.
And, and he's a great storyteller. Like, the way he narrates, the way he relates with you, and especially he can relate to guys a lot, like all boys school and all that. Yeah. It's relatable for
and
all of us.
And all in between.
Yes. And those are really deep.
Yeah.
He not only cracks jokes, but he also gives a really good life lessons also. Like, he teaches and that's really something that I look up to and I'm like, banna hai toh iski tarah banna hai. Yeah. Banna hai toh iski tarah banna hai. And that's what... That's what I do during my sets and all. I like doing the storytelling kind of thing. And to be honest, my sets and my jokes are all real life experience. And my jokes come from like friends when I'm like talking to them and just chit chatting and all. Those jokes just come there.
Right.
And that's right. And I think the narration thing plays a very important part. That is with Zakir Khan. And other two comics which I really like is Rahul Subramanian.
Yeah.
Subramanian. He has a unique style. He relaxes on the stage. He just do his thing.
Not to bolna. To bolna, bro.
Bangalore. he's good. And one of my all-time favorites, no matter how old I get, will be Akash Mehta.
Okay.
Like, he's the one who inspired me. And he's the one, he's the reason that I started doing stand-up. And also, I got a chance to meet Akash Mehta.
Oh.
So,
how was that?
It was actually, he did a show in Phoenix. And I remember, you know, actually telling my dad 1 month before, like, I want to go for this show. I am booking the ticket. And dad was like, okay, fine, go. And I went. And that was the time that I actually got that. I just got my learning license. So I got the bike. And I was going to Phoenix all alone. Generally, when I go for shows, I take my friend along. But this was the time when I was going alone. And I was going, and I remember it was like around July or something like that. It was like rainy season. And it started raining on the road. Koregaon Park, I'm riding, and it started raining heavy, like very heavy. And I was like, you know, generally, we are guys, we don't want raincoat. But I was the time where I actually wore a raincoat, like wearing a helmet and all. That dedication, I have to reach there. So I went there. No, time to reach there. I don't want to miss him. And then I went and I saw him live and I met him after the show. And then I told him, like, I was like, first of all, when you meet your idol, you are speechless. You don't know what to say.
Yeah, you're nervous as fuck. First of all.
I was like, sir, good evening, sir.
Sir, photo.
No, that was a joke. I was like, sir, how are you, sir? Sir, he's like, calm down. Like, sir, yes, sir. So, you are my, and then I told him that, sir, you have been my inspiration, and because of you, I started doing stand up. He's like, good. I'm like, sir, I'm just 18 right now, and I was 18 at that time. I'm just 18 right now. But when do you think that I'll start getting it? He's like, wait for, you're just 18. People don't want to hear 18-year-olds. Once you grow older, that was a very good piece of advice he's given.
Yeah,
he's like, 5-6 years, don't expect anything from anyone. Just do your thing. Yeah. After 5-6 years, then money starts coming. Like, good. And then after that, I was like, yeah. And I was like this. I was just looking at him like this. And then he's like, क्या हो गया? फोटो निकाल लेगा है? और आप
लोग,
आप लोग दिस, ये निकाल.
Bang on.
I went with my phone. I'm like 1, 2, like I'm taking selfies like 1, 2, 3, 4. He's like, bus.
कितना एल्बम बनाएगा?
I'm like, shoot. Okay. Sorry. And then, that is really amazing.
I tell you that your favorite comedian is Zakir Khan, and I have met Zakir Khan like this much close. And I'll tell you how I met him. There was one show. This was the second show I have been ever to, and this was when I was in engineering. The first show I visited, the first show I went to was of Kenny Sebastian. This was the first time I got to know about comedy. And then second one was with EIC's few people, Atul Khatri, Bissam Alain Rath, and Zakir Khan, and Aziz. When Zakir Khan came in his black jacket, and even he was sitting there, and I was like, I was in the first, like I got the VIP walas. So I was sitting there and Zakir Khan came and sat beside me, and I saw my friends and I saw him, Zakir Khan also saw me and I was so nervous. I didn't say anything. I was just looking at him. I saw him for 3 seconds and I just broke the eye contact and I was happy that I saw him. And then I clicked on picture with Atul Khatri, but I didn't ask Biswa or Zakir Khan. And Biswa was like chappal mein aaya tha be wo.
Zakir Khan.
नहीं नहीं और फिर उसका चांस है वो ऐसा अभी जाकिर खान को परफॉर्म करने गया बिस्वा ऐसा बैठा है वीआईपी के सीट पर ऐसा बैठा है क्या रहेगा वो बीच में फिर उसका चांस आया और उसने वो चप्पल में भी जोक लिखा है कि तुम लोग कैसा चूतिया लोग है मेरे को देखने के लिए सब बंटन क्या है मैं चप्पल में आया उसको हंस दिया
That's what shows that you're an experienced comedian. And about
pomegranate wala set on YouTube.
Yeah.
All time favorite. What do you were telling about
clicking pictures with comedians and intas. I remember I listened to Zakir Khan's podcast also. So I remember he saying this. And Zakir Khan, whatever he says it with great meaning. And so he had said this, like he had just narrated a life incident, like when he was small, when he was walking with his father in Indore. So he was walking and there's a film shah had come. So like there were people like trying to click pictures of the self of film shahs in him. And Zakir Khan as a kid, like 4 to 5 years old, he told that even I want to go and take a picture with that man. But his father got angry and he said, "Nay, you're not going to click a photo with him." And he just took it. So while coming back home, he asked his father, "Why shouldn't I click a photo with a film star?" To which his father replied, saying that, "See, for me, you are a star. And if you go and click a picture with that person, I will become small. Matlab, main chota lag jaunga. Aur tu wo star film star ko bada bana raha hai. Why are you going and clicking pictures with someone whom you are going to work with next? Obviously, I won't click a picture with my colleague, right?" So, getting the point, he's like, "Tu star hai. Tere ko aage jaake kaam karna hai unke saath. Tu unke saath photo kyun le raha hai?"
Right. Alag hi
so, yeah. And that's the time that I realized, like, ye to rakhna hai bhai. Kisi star ke saath photo nahi nikalna hai. आगे काम करना है इनके साथ.
I'm not going to ask anyone now. I've learned something today from Kevin Roberts.
Dude, that actually makes sense. If you're going to see, it makes a lot of sense. You know, like your colleague, it's simple. Colleagues is a photo bhi nahi lage. And when you have such big dream, that's when you actually, you know, work for them. And then you are thinking about such things. So, that's why I look up to Zakir Khan. Like, you know, whatever he says. Whatever.
I am going to listen to his podcast now because I haven't. So I should.
Yeah.
I will. So
he taught me.
What?
Zakir Khan has taught me many things other than comedy. As how do we deal with things?
How to be a good human.
How to. Like, you know, deal with daily life things, and all, he's taught me many things, and that's why Zakir Khan is someone who is like, I won't give him, like, I don't say that he's God or something, but he's really someone who I look up to.
Great, yeah. For me, my favorite one was AIB's Tanmay Bhatt, and Akash Mehta is one, and Biswa. They are the perfect मादर चोत मतलब गांड मार देंगे गांड ही मारूंगा मैं फालतू बात
आकाश मेहता आकाश मेहता ऑन द अदर हैंड व्हेन यू सी हिज वीडियोस एंड व्हेन यू सी हिम लाइव दिस टू डिफरेंट पीपल
डिफरेंट पर्सन
या एंड आफ्टर द शो आल्सो ही बिकम वेरी स्वीट ही इज लाइक ही इज वेरी स्वीट
बोलना
फोटो निकालने, तू ले लिया फोटो, तू फोटो ले, दैट्स इट.
ये तो कॉमेडी हो गया, लेकिन हाउ अबाउट दिस पोएम वाला थिंग, पोएट कब बने?
जनरली अगेन कोटिंग जाकिर खान, जाकिर खान से ना लाइक आई रिमेम्बर हिज सेइंग दैट ही सेड जब भी कोई पोएट मिलता है, जब भी कोई बोलता है मुझे कि मैं लिखता हूँ, मैं ऐसे कह देता हूँ कि यार तू तेरे जिंदगी में बहुत दर्द है यार, बहुत दर्द छुपा रखा है तूने, एंड समवेयर इट्स ट्रू. It's true somewhere. Like when you have a lot of things to say and a lot of things to express,
right.
You don't have anyone to listen. Like, you know, especially when you're happy, it's again a life lesson. Like, when you're happy, you have people wanting to listen to you. Like, अरे क्या हो गया यार, तेरे को इतना खुश क्यों लग रहा है?
They want to celebrate with you.
Yeah, but when you're sad, you notice that you're alone.
Yeah.
नहीं सुनना है उनको तेरी दुख भरी कहानी, नहीं सुनना है.
नहीं सुनना है तेरा.
Yeah, and that's when I started writing. I started like, and again, telling it to people, finding for people, अरे सुनना मेरी बात यार, अरे सुनना ऐसा हो गया यार, सुनना. It's better that I write it down. And writing my, expressing my pain,
yeah.
Expressing my pain and emotion, I'm getting something beautiful out of it.
Right. Well,
why not do it?
Thing.
Yeah, so... Again,
so there's ending. Yeah. So if people are not listening to you, there are two options. Like, so you can go to psychiatrist, so he will listen to you, or just go to open mic. Just pay him 150 rupees and go for an open mic and say whatever the fuck you want, because I have paid in bits, so you have to listen and you can't go anywhere. This is
a point. Good man.
Started talking about masturbation because I don't give a fuck. I paid some money. I'm going to make this worth it, bitch.
Actually, again, stand up is something that a way of expression.
So, do you have any poems you would like to like, tell?
Okay. Here's. I'll read one of them.
Okay.
I actually had it. I have it on my laptop. Like, I write and keep.
Okay.
And I recently started posting them on three sites. Like, there are sites like Writers Cafe and Hello Poetry and All Poetry. The sites. So, kind of posted there. And kind of. It's like, okay, somewhere that I'm just letting it on. I made an Instagram account recently.
Okay. What's its handle?
It's anonymous writing. Again, there's a story behind why.
Writing. Okay.
Yeah, there's a story of why did I name it anonymous writing.
Okay.
If you want to hear what's the story.
Yeah, I would love to.
So, actually, this was a time where... I fought with my like a very close friend of mine.
Okay.
And at the time where I'd written something. I just sent it to her and she's all angry. And in her anger, she just said that you're writing for attention. And you want sympathy, that's why you're writing. And that's when I was like,
painful.
It broke my heart and I was like, I wasn't expecting you to say this. So I was hurt, I was broken. And then I was like, if she can say this, someone else also can say this. It's better that I, you know, keep it anonymous and not, let it out. I mean, I want to write, I won't stop writing.
Yeah.
But just I won't put my name.
Right.
Yeah, so that still plays in my head, you know, whenever I'm posting something. Or anything. I just make sure that I'm not showing up. That's why I don't really post my poems on my handle.
Okay.
Or on my account. Because I don't want, it's like, you know, passing on a wrong message saying that
you're doing it for attention. Ke liye. Yeah.
Yeah. Attention ke liye likh raha hai, sympathy ke liye likh raha hai.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So, okay.
So there's this one poem. And this is one thing about my poem, that I don't really title my poem.
Yeah,
And
that's fine. I just want to listen what you have. Like उसका इमोशन क्या है मेरे को देखना है, ऐसे उसका कोई ग्रामर चेक करने नहीं बैठा है मैं. आई एम नॉट दैट गाय हु करेक्ट यू इन बिटवीन. मैं इंटरप्ट नहीं करता.
So here it goes. Okay. Do you feel feelings are really important? Like it would be so nice if we didn't feel anything. We wouldn't feel pain. We wouldn't feel hatred. Jealousy wouldn't even stand a chance. Insecurity wouldn't be known to us. And the alpha of all feelings, anger. I think that would just be a mystery. What our most favorite feeling? Love. What about that? I think without love, we would all be like a bunch of cyborgs. So, I shall leave it for you to answer this weird question. Are feelings important? As for me, I think feelings is what makes us humans. But deep down somewhere, I wish I was a cyborg.
Oh my God. उसने क्या बोल रहा है, उसने बोला उसको जो बोलना है वो नहीं सोच रही तेरे बारे में ब्रो, मैं बता रहा हूँ. लिख अपना केविन रॉबर्ट ने लिखा है भाई, क्या बात कर रहा है. स्टोरी डाल, करना स्टोरी डाल, मेरे को स्टोरी में देखने का, मैं शेयर करता है. मेरे से जितना बन करता है लोगों को दर्द बताएगा.
इस रादर
देखता है मेरे को, लेकिन दर्द तो देखेगा. इतना यूज नहीं अपने पास.
I learned that actually, you know, like news doesn't matter. But yeah, I'm thinking of doing start doing open poetry mics.
Yeah.
Let's see. उधर audience रहेगा, सुनने वाले audience रहेगा.
मैं तेरे को मैं गया है poetry open mics, पता है?
मेरे को. नहीं वहाँ पर ऐसे से करते हैं यार.
कारवा. Poems and कहानियाँ मैं गया था perform करने. And पता है बहुत मस्त था वो. लेकिन मैं bomb हुआ था बेकार. बस ये बताना चाहता हूँ मेरे को. वो लोग का मूड पोयम का था और मैं कॉमेडी कर रहा
आयो.
तो हगने मुतने का जोक्स नहीं चलता है जब तू बातें कर रहा
है. और वहां पर कॉमेडी को ये मिलता है, अप्लॉज मिलता है. वहां पर ये करते हैं
ये क्या बजा रहे हैं.
No, it's fun.
We should try it, man. मैं तो बोलूंगा अनाउंस मत रख ब्रो, डाल उसको, जिसने जो बोला उसका उल्टा कर, बता तुझे ले सिंपैथी और आगे बढ़. बड़ा बन.
अरे वन थिंग इज कॉमन इन माय पोएम, डूड. आई हैव लाइक प्रीटी सैड स्टफ इन माय पोएम, सो थोड़ा एक हद तक डिप्रेसिंग हो जाता है, एक हद तक. एंड या
डिप्रेसिंग बिल्कुल भी नहीं. किसी को तो लिखना है ना ब्रो.
For me, I feel that, you know, what I write, we all feel that at one point of our life.
Yeah.
We all feel that. चलता है, दिमाग में thought आता है, बट कोई लिखता नहीं है वो.
Express नहीं कर सकते ना
वैसे. लिखते भी नहीं है कोई कि यार आज आज ये हुआ यार, मुझे ऐसा feel हो रहा है. But it's something that it's God gifted that I can write, and also somewhere my mom's an English teacher, so.
Oh, so grammar in check.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'd read one poem which my mom helped me write. Okay. Like I'd written this poem, and my mom was like, "Achi, you wrote something, show. I'll help you." So, and this is the poem where, you know, actually and this is what happens when you have an English teacher in your house.
Okay.
So, the poem is like, this is something that's just out of the box I've written. Generally, it's my feelings that are right, but this was something that, I'm a media student, so okay. This was something that in the morning, my sir had given a lecture on the internet, and while I was sleeping in the afternoon, lockdown, sleeping in the afternoon, तभी घूम रहा था दिमाग में लाइक दैट फ्रस्ट्रेशन अगेंस्ट द इंटरनेट सो दैट्स देयर इन द पॉइंट लाइक इट वाज लाइक हे इंटरनेट व्हाट हैव यू डन टू अस कैन वी स्टिल कॉल अवरसेल्व्स द मास्टर्स ऑफ आवर स्मार्टफोन्स यू स्नीक इनटू आवर लाइव्स एंड मेड अस योर स्लेव्स योर स्कैम्स आर लाइक वुल्फ इन शीप्स क्लोथिंग यू स्टेल्थली वॉक इनटू आवर लाइव्स एंड हैव टेकन द सीट ऑफ द ऑलमाइटी making us forget our creator. It's not him the human heart worships, but you, from dawn to dusk. Hey, internet, you have pushed me to compel myself and ask, are you a boon or a bane to me?
No.
That's when...
Yeah, now, yeah, I got it. Dust to dawn, strengthness. Yes! We can't take this.
Mama!
Yes. Well, you have to take Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, right.
Then you could do this.
I was like, Mama... Sorry. Say now. Pardon me. Internet Sharma.
You do it.
Internet Sharma ke baad kya? Sorry. Don't show me. Itna achhe English
maan. Nahi karega baad mein. Itna bhari shabd to mere ko internet pe search karna padega.
But if you go to see this actually makes sense to like in the time of today. We actually, as again, being a media student, you understand how media works and how they are basically just manipulating you and how they are, like right from your clothing to what you wear. You have seen it somewhere on the media.
Yeah.
Yari bhai, ye kharidna hai. In a way, media hi decide kar raha hai ki tu kya pehnega.
Yeah.
Haan, so it's again, like, yeah, again, एक टाइम पे वी शुड बी द मास्टर्स ऑफ आवर फोन बट नहीं यार आई डोंट थिंक दैट वी आर स्टिल द मास्टर्स ऑफ आवर फोन लाइक
वी आर नॉट द मास्टर्स ऑफ आवर फोन लाइक वी आर ओके या
एक देयर आर
टू दैट या
यस इट हैज अ लॉट ऑफ डेप्थ लाइक फ्रॉम द वेरी फर्स्ट थिंग एज सून एज वी गेट अप वी ओनली चेक आवर व्हाट्सएप That's something that everyone is doing right now, majority.
Right.
So again, a question to ask. Like, good morning, हम लोग माँ बाप को नहीं बोल रहे but good morning हम लोग text कर रहे पहले. So again, if family staying in one room, one house, फिर भी WhatsApp पे family group बना रहे.
Right. Oh my God.
Cute.
Yeah.
When group ऐसा होता है जहाँ पर you can't reach that person. Like, initially WhatsApp
friends.
And the call
yeah.
was something that it was something that you I can't reach you, I can't meet you, that's why I'm texting you and I'm calling you.
Yeah.
But abhi thodi aisa hai, ek room se dusre room tak text kar lete hum log.
Still this happens, right?
Like it happens in houses, like mom bol rahi hai, mom agar bedroom mein hai, main bedroom mein, dusre bedroom mein, mom bol rahi hai, beta zara gas band karna, text aa raha hai WhatsApp pe.
Oh fuck.
I'm pretty sure this may be happening with
yeah,
like each one of us at this time. At this time,
it does. So you are a media student. So I have to ask because I like doing podcast and I have a very big vision for my podcast. That I have a studio. I do like I have good guests and बहुत बड़े बड़े लोग आए and I. Like बहुत बहुत बड़ा मैं सोच कर रखा है कि मेरे को करना है that's why I just started it I don't care कि क्या होता है कैसे होता है मरने तक करेगा बेंचो तो लेकिन मेरे को ऐसा था कि like you know media you are studying media so you know much more than me and when I see today's media so there is ads everywhere everything is just a लाइक मार्केटिंग ही करना है हर चीज में हर बिजनेस प्रोडक्ट ही बेचना है लाइक और एक मैनिपुलेशन तो वो है जो तूने टच किया वो सेक्टर में सो आई थिंक दैट व्हेन वी आर टॉकिंग अलोंग फॉर आवर्स लाइक इन पॉडकास्ट इवन व्हेन यू ऑन अ रेडियो देयर आर मोर एड्स देयर देन अ सॉन्ग सो it's just gone. Everything is big out. So I think this is the platform where I can do a long talk shows. Like this is a podcast where you can talk anything you want, and this is how our leaders should talk for 3 to 4 hours and tell us what your vision is. Not that clippings of yours for 5 or 10 minutes, and we don't know what you think. Like it's very hard to fake when you are sitting for 3 hours.
Yes. Yes. About anything. Yes.
And
yes.
You can prepare a speech of 3 pages for 10 minutes. You can act in front of me. You can't act for 40 or 100 minutes in front of me. So this is how we would know that what's happening. Who wants to really help us? So that's why I love this. Like I see future in this podcasting, and they should come on the podcast and sit for 3 to 4 hours and tell their visions to us.
Again, that's an evolution of the media. Again, starting about media, you know that initially media was just one-way communication. Like, we couldn't give a feedback. But then today, if you see that we are able to make content, hum log ghar baithe-baithe YouTube videos content dal sakte hai. Like, I mean, see the evolution from just being a mute spectator and from being someone who's actually making the content. Again, that's a great evolution of the media here. And yeah, as you said that it's hard leaders expecting this from leaders, like, you know, actually talking. Again, there's a lot of depth in that, why they do such things. And speaking from a media student, I have subjects like studying Indian politics and world politics.
Yeah, even I have studied in UPSC.
Yes. So, like, why do they do such things and all that is something that is something serious and something really deep, if you go to see.
Right.
See, although I don't have much knowledge of having Indian politics, I'm not talking about Indian politics at all.
Okay.
So, there are seniors who are, my college seniors who have great knowledge in this, and teachers, obviously. So, something that they do. Again, it's again politics. That's why you said 5 minutes come.
We live in a democratic country and we can expect and we should expect them to talk about things. So that's why I think you should come out and talk.
भैया तीन घंटे बैठे हैं सच बोल दिया तो वोट कहाँ से मिलेगा वोट किधर
no don't tell your such. I don't want to listen your such. I know you're fucking mother chuk. I know that. Just share your vision. That how you are going to do what you're going to do for next 5 years. Because I have seen if you know about this podcast, Joe Rogan podcast, on that Bernie. Do you know Bernie Sanders? Who is running for the presidential elections? And he came on that podcast and sat for 2 hours and told everything what he thinks and how he's going to develop America. And from that I got inspiration that yes, this is how we should do it. And many in Canadian president has also done this, that he came on a television show, not on television show, he took a 2 hour spot on a news channel. He just booked everything and he just talked his vision out. There was no show, nothing. There's a live feed and he's holding the mic and he did for 2 hours. So I thought, maybe why shouldn't we do it? Even we are a democratic country. We say that we are democracy, sab hai. To bol na aake. Kya hai
tere? To be honest, if you go to see outside, if you compare foreign countries, their politicians are also well educated. I think that's an important factor. That is an important factor. They are educated. तुमको बात करना आता है ये नो व्हाट दे आर टॉकिंग आई डोंट थिंक मोस्ट ऑफ आवर पॉलिटिशियंस आर एजुकेटेड
यार या दे आर नॉट एजुकेटेड या आई आर नॉट एजुकेटेड बट दे नो हाउ टू टॉक दैट्स व्हाई
या दे नो हाउ टू दे हैव राइटर्स दे हैव राइटर्स नॉट नॉट इग्नोरिंग द फैक्ट दैट दे हैव राइटर्स
दिस इज डिस्ट्रॉइंग माय पॉइंट्स बट आई एम विद यू आई एम अग्री विद यू या यू आर राइट यू आर राइट आई एम अग्री विद दैट गुड राइट
Also, I get irritated with the fact that our politicians have, you know, committed murder and, you know, have gone to jail.
Yeah.
And that's something that is not good
Not good.
to be, of having politicians who actually have done crime.
You telling me this topic about murders in our parliament, there's a fact. When I was studying UPSC, there was a fact that we have 535 members, and almost around 500 members in the parliament, and in 530 के आसपास उसमें से 350 380 पीपल आर कन्विक्टेड आर हैव केसेस ऑन देम फ्यू इन फ्यू केसेस दे हैव बीन कन्विक्टेड एंड इन फ्यू वो लटका हुआ है सालों से बिकॉज उनके पास पावर है.
See, that's the point. That's my point there. And I don't think that's something that it's not a proud moment that it's not something great and
No, it's
not
not
good for a
great.
country.
It's not great. Many petitions have
Like,
been filed against this.
recent cases like Unnao rape case and all that. Those are just recent examples how the politicians use their power in a wrong way and not for the people. It's something that it hurts. That hurts as a citizen of this country. It hurts. And when you, especially when we are my generation, like we are modernizing, and we see how the world is working, how other
Things
governments
are
are
going, yeah.
understanding. That's when you be like, नहीं, इंडिया पीछे टाइम लगेगा आने का.
लेकिन
जब मेरे
हाँ यार
जनरेशन
लाइक
जब
अपना
मेरे
जनरेशन
जनरेशन
को
से
काफी काम है वन
हाँ लाइक अपना
सेक्टर
जनरेशन जब
जाना है
पीएम
गवर्नमेंट
बनेगा
राइट वो तो कभी कहीं जाएगा ही नहीं ऐसा लग रहा
अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट अगेन समथिंग डिफरेंट बट व्हेन आई फील अबाउट पर्सनली आई फील लाइक जब अपना जनरेशन जब पीएम बनेगा ना तब जाके कुछ
हाँ
होगा
राइट
तब जाके इट विल बी लाइक ओ ओके कुछ
राइट
किया है इन्होंने
सो हे मैन let's end this podcast and thanks for coming on
Cool.
this live. I hope you also had a great time. I learned a
Thank you for
lot.
having me.
Welcome, welcome, poison girl.
It's me.